That is the new sound of Super Mario. It's coming to iPhones and iPads today. The new Nintendo game Super Mario Run, available now. It is the first game that Nintendo has developed specifically for mobile devices. More than a half a billion copies of the non-mobile Mario games have been sold since the 1980s. Kurt Nickisch is senior editor at Harvard Business Review. He joins us now. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And Nintendo has long resisted creating a game specifically for mobile devices. So why the change now?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people are saying. Why so late, right? There have been so many games out. You remember Angry Birds years ago taking advantage of basically a game console in people's pockets. Nintendo says that it had to wait until the iPhone sort of infrastructure got good enough to be able to handle a complex game. And we'll see. We'll see if they have come into the game too late.
Well, one of the things about this game is that you have to be connected to the internet in order to play it. Why is that?
Yeah, Nintendo says they're doing that to cut down on any pirating of the game, to make sure that you can't make copies outside. So it's one of these little quirks that Nintendo is doing a little bit differently than most other game makers.
And it's also going to cost people just about $10 to buy it. You can play the lowest levels for free, it sounds like, but after that you have to actually pay $10. Is that going to be a competitive problem for Nintendo? Because a lot of other games you don't have to pay for.
Yeah, so this is raising a lot of eyebrows with analysts too, because most games are free or very cheap, and then you often have sort of in-game purchases where the real money comes along. Nintendo says it doesn't want people to have to stop playing, pay something, and keep playing again. So they're doing something differently. Now, some analysts say that this could cost Nintendo a lot of money because they don't have this sort of long ramp of revenue down the road. They're getting it all up front. But I also think it's often a good sign when a company tries to find something that just works for them and doesn't copy what everybody else is doing.
How does this fit into the larger picture of what Nintendo is doing? And are they going to turn their focus now, after all these years, really to mobile?
Not yet. I mean, the company still has a mobile console coming out next year. The company has dealt with this problem before, right? There have always been computers that play computer games, but Nintendo has made so much money on selling the Wii game station, selling consoles themselves along with the games. So it's always been trying to figure out how to sort of manage selling hardware and games and also, you know, sell games directly. So I think they're going to try to straddle the fence here for a while. It may be that someday they don't have that console business, but right now they're trying to do both.
Kurt, just one quick thing before we let you go. Another big story going on in the world of tech, which is that Yahoo says it's been hacked again. More than a billion users' data stolen. How did this happen again with Yahoo?
Yeah, so this hack apparently was in 2013. This eclipses in size what was the largest one of 500 million from 2014. Yahoo said that that one was a state actor. It's not clear who did this one, although a lot of security experts think it might be a state actor too, because a lot of this hasn't been done. A lot of the data hasn't been sold online.
That's Kurt Nickisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. And I guess we're back to Nintendo. This is Here and Now.